Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Walking on Eggshells by Jane Isay explores one of the most emotionally loaded relationships in adult life, the ongoing bond between grown children and their parents. Drawing on Isay's long experience as a family counselor and on widely discussed family dynamics, the book focuses on why conversations that seem simple on the surface can trigger outsized reactions, hurt feelings, and lasting distance. It looks at the legacy of childhood roles, unspoken expectations, and long-remembered grievances that can turn everyday contact into tension. Rather than reducing conflict to blame, Isay emphasizes understanding patterns, naming what is really happening, and learning new ways to communicate that protect dignity on both sides. The book pays particular attention to the moments that make adults feel as if they must tread carefully, such as criticism about life choices, boundary struggles, and competing interpretations of the past. Its aim is practical, helping families replace avoidance and explosions with clearer, calmer engagement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why adult family conversations feel so risky. A central idea in the book is that adult children and parents often react to one another not only as present-day adults, but also through the emotional memory of earlier years. Even when both sides intend to be reasonable, familiar triggers can revive old roles such as the responsible child, the difficult child, or the disappointed parent. The result is a fragile atmosphere where people anticipate criticism, defensiveness, or withdrawal, and therefore speak cautiously or indirectly. Isay highlights how this dynamic creates a loop. Fear of conflict leads to avoidance, avoidance increases misunderstanding, and misunderstanding makes the next interaction feel even more dangerous. The book also points to how different generations may hold different assumptions about respect, obligation, privacy, and independence, making it easy to interpret neutral behavior as rejection or control. Understanding these forces reframes conflict from a single argument about a holiday visit or a career choice into a broader pattern. Once readers can identify the pattern, they are more able to pause, choose their words intentionally, and respond to what is being said now rather than what was felt decades ago. Secondly, the long shadow of childhood roles and family narratives. Isay examines how families create enduring narratives about who each person is and how hard it can be to outgrow them. Adult children may still be treated as if they are not fully capable, while parents may still be viewed through the lens of past mistakes or unmet needs. These narratives can be reinforced by siblings, extended relatives, and repeated stories that keep the same emotional account open year after year. The book encourages readers to notice the labels that quietly drive interaction, such as the peacemaker, the rebel, or the fragile one, and to recognize how these labels limit authentic adult connection. When a parent offers advice, an adult child might hear control. When an adult child sets a boundary, a parent might hear abandonment. Both reactions may be rooted in old identity assignments rather than current reality. By exploring how these family stories form, the book helps readers separate historical pain from current intent. That separation creates room to renegotiate identity, parents can relate to their children as adults with agency, and adult children can acknowledge impact without being trapped in a permanent childhood posture. Thirdly, communication that reduces defensiveness and restores respect. The book emphasizes that repairing the adult-parent-child relationship often depends less on winning arguments and more on changing how conversations are conducted. Isay focuses on communication choices that lower the temperature, speaking with clarity instead of hints, addressing one issue at a time, and expressing feelings without assigning global character judgments. A key element is learning to listen for the underlying emotion, such as fear, grief, pride, or shame, that may be driving a harsh remark or a sudden shutdown. By responding to that deeper layer, readers can de-escalate conflict and keep discussions from collapsing into familiar scripts. The book also underscores the importance of timing and setting, because difficult topics tend to fail when raised in moments of stress, in public, or in the middle of family gatherings. Practical guidance includes naming the topic, stating a goal for the conversation, and ending interactions before they become damaging. Over time, these habits can build trust. Parents feel less attacked, and adult children feel less controlled. The payoff is a relationship where honesty is possible without constant emotional risk. Fourthly, boundaries, autonomy, and the struggle over independence. Another major topic is the tension between connection and independence. Adult children may want closeness, but also freedom from unsolicited advice, guilt, or obligations that feel disproportionate. Parents may want involvement, but fear being pushed aside, especially as the adult child's partnerships, children, and careers take precedence. Isay addresses how boundaries are often misunderstood as punishment rather than as a structure that makes relationships safer. The book frames boundaries as specific agreements about contact, privacy, decision-making, and respect, not as ultimatums. It also explores how financial support, caregiving expectations, and differing values can intensify power struggles. When money is involved, autonomy can feel compromised. When health declines, adult children can feel trapped between compassion and resentment. The book encourages readers to define what they can and cannot offer and to communicate those limits early, before frustration turns into cruelty. It also suggests that parents can maintain dignity by asking rather than demanding, and adult children can maintain empathy by recognizing legitimate parental fears. Clear boundaries, consistently upheld, reduce the need to walk on eggshells and make closeness more sustainable. Lastly, repair, forgiveness, and building a new adult relationship, Issei treats repair as an active process rather than a single conversation or a quick apology. The book looks at how reconciliation may require acknowledging past hurt, accepting imperfect outcomes, and choosing forward movement even when complete agreement is impossible. It distinguishes between understanding and excusing, encouraging readers to validate their own experience while also making room for the other person's perspective. This matters because adult children and parents often remember the same events differently, and forcing a shared version of the past can become another battleground. The book also emphasizes that forgiveness is not always immediate and may not mean resuming the same level of closeness. For some families, progress may be smaller and more realistic, fewer explosive conversations, more respectful contact, or reduced emotional dependency. Issei highlights the value of small, consistent changes, such as a new way to respond to criticism or a commitment to end arguments sooner. These shifts can gradually reset expectations and rebuild goodwill. The broader goal is an adult relationship built on choice and mutual regard, where both sides can grieve what was missing and still create something healthier now. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who feel tense, guilty, or easily triggered around their parents, as well as parents who sense distance and do not know how to repair it. It can also help readers navigating major life transitions that bring family dynamics to the surface, including marriage, divorce, becoming a parent, relocation, or stepping into caregiving roles. The practical benefit is that it teaches readers to recognize recurring patterns, name the real issue beneath surface arguments, and communicate with more intention. Those skills can reduce stress, improve self-respect, and make family contact feel less like a test and more like a relationship chosen freely. Compared to many family relationship books that stay abstract or focus mainly on childhood trauma, Issei's approach concentrates on the specific challenges of adulthood, boundaries, independence, loyalty conflicts, and the desire for connection without control. Its value is in helping readers move from avoidance and resentment toward clearer expectations and workable conversations. The book is worth buying because it addresses a common problem with grounded guidance and a compassionate stance toward both generations. If you want more stable, honest contact with your parents or your adult children, it offers a realistic path forward. If you would like to support Jane Issei, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.